I'm tired of trying to pinpoint where, how, or why this mess started. But for the sake of brevity, let's focus on an early October morning in 2015, and a peculiar message. It was that rare time of year when the temperature inside the house was near perfect, neither hot enough for air conditioning, nor cold enough for the heater. I was downstairs, in the room that served as both a kitchen and lounge, cooking breakfast. Rachel sat at the table, engrossed in her iPad. The back door was cracked open, the autumn chill dancing with the scent of fried bacon and strong coffee. In the distance, the hum of school children doing their morning exercises on the nearby playground. And by nearby, I mean practically affixed to the bottom of the patio. And by patio, I mean a strip of concrete you'd be lucky to fit a barbecue on. There was a fence and everything, all above board, nothing dodgy. I wasn't renting a house that included a school, but anyway, I digress. I brought the breakfast to the table, each plate loaded with poached eggs, spinach, two rashers of bacon, mushrooms, and a fried tomato. Rachel was still in, "Christ, it's early, drink all the coffee" mode. Shortly, she'd transition to, "Oh shit, look at the time, better get ready for work" mode. She wore pink and white pyjamas, punctuated with grey cartoon cats, her dark chocolate hair scraped back into a tight bun. I cracked a little sea salt onto my eggs. Rachel shook a generous helping of salt and pepper onto absolutely everything. Olva streamed through the Bluetooth speakers, an instrumental album I cared for, and Rachel did not. By and large, it was a pleasant enough morning. I poured us both a cup of coffee from an olive wood French press, and Rachel said, "Period came this morning?" Now, granted, that wasn't a conventional response. A simple, "Cheers for the coffee," would have done nicely, but neither of us cared much for convention. And besides, we were comfortable. Together for over 10 years, married for 5. "Well, it's okay, we're still young, there's time," I said. "Be a darling and get some cream from the fridge, would you?" I did as she asked, reattaching the crayoned drawing that frayed at the edges, a present from a former student. "Cheers," Rachel added cream to her coffee, stirred. "Best not to get our hopes up, though. Even if I do test positive, could be a phantom pregnancy."
"Like a ghost baby?"
"No, dumbass," followed by a grin that extended to her eyes. "A phantom pregnancy's when you display all the signs of pregnancy, but aren't actually pregnant. Guess that's why they wait longer for the ultrasound back in England. What is it, 8 weeks? Earlier? Later than here, at any rate. Akane got hers at 5 weeks, maybe less. A phantom pregnancy can last way longer than 8 weeks. There have been cases where women have been convinced they're pregnant for the full 9 months.
Sounds far-fetched. You'd think the absence of a bump would be the key piece to that particular puzzle.
There's actually abdominal swelling, you know.
But surely not 9 month, someone call me a doctor because mummy's about to burst swelling.
She rolled her eyes. There's a lot about it online. Fascinating reading.
Perhaps you read too much.
All right, Dr. Saperstein.
We'd watched Rosemary's Baby a few nights previous. Come on, Rosemary, drink up your coffee, and don't you mind the chalky undertaste. Bit of tannis root never hurt anyone.